Time now for your AMC Rice Lake Sports Report. Damian Lillard had 26 points and 8 assists. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 25 points, 16 rebounds, and 8 assists. And the Milwaukee Bucks beat the San Antonio Spurs 121-105. Brooke Lopez scored 22 points, including 17 in the first half. And A.J. Green and Gary Trent each added 14 as the Bucks won their second consecutive game after losing 4-5. Taylor Hai scored her second goal of the season, 3:20 into overtime, to give the Minnesota Frost a 2-1 victory over the Boston Fleet. Hai's led a breakaway and approached Boston goalie Emma Soderberg head-on, then blasted the puck past Soderberg's right pad for the winner. It was the third time Minnesota has defeated Boston by one goal this season, two of them in overtime. Hockey outdoors in Florida. Next season, the NHL is making it happen twice. The NHL announced Wednesday that the Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers will play host to the New York Rangers at Lone Depot Park in Miami on January 2, 2026 in the Winter Classic, with the Tampa Bay Lightning playing host to the Boston Bruins at Raymond James Stadium on February 1, 2026 in a Stadium Series game. Tyler Van Dyke is moving on to SMU after his only season at Wisconsin was cut short by a major knee injury. The quarterback's transfer destination was reported by multiple media outlets, and his agent congratulated him on social media. Van Dyke was a three-year starter at Miami. He transferred to Wisconsin after the 2023 season and won the starting job in preseason practice. He led the Badgers to two wins before tearing his anterior cruciate ligament in a September 14 loss to Alabama. Minnesota Vikings defensive coordinator Brian Flores says he will accept each head coach interview request that comes to him. He also said in his regular weekly interview session with reporters that his goal of becoming a head coach again must be accomplished in the right situation. Flores is in his second season with the Vikings. He was fired after 3 years as coach of the Miami Dolphins. He later filed a lawsuit against the NFL, alleging racist hiring practices across the league in leadership positions. The Vikings play the Los Angeles Rams in the wildcard round on Monday night. The Chicago Bears interviewed former Tennessee Titans coach Mike Vrabel for their head coaching job. Vrabel led Tennessee to a 54-45 record and three playoff appearances from 2018 to 2023. The 2019 team advanced to the AFC Championship game, losing to Patrick Mahomes and the eventual Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs. And former Major League left-hander Brian Matthews has died. He was 37. Matthews spent eight seasons in the majors, mostly with the Baltimore Orioles as they returned to prominence a decade ago. The Orioles and the University of San Diego announced the death, with USD saying it received word from Matthews' family. They did not announce a cause of death. This has been your AMC Rice Lake Sports Report.